traffic accident. 1. A traffic accident is defined as unintentional damage or injury caused by the movement of a vehicle. 2. Have you ever been involved in an accident while on a trip away from home? 3. A traffic accident is often a life-changing event and usually not for the better. 4. It is always a stressful event and more so if it happens far from home. 5. Even if it's just a fender bender, it can be stressful. 6. What do you mean by fender bender? 7. A fender bender is a minor accident with minimal damage and no injuries. 8. Traffic accidents often result in neck injuries that are not always immediately apparent. 9. Unfortunately, a traffic accident is considered a financial opportunity by some. 10. I had an accident during my vacation. 11. Not only was I away from home, but I was in a foreign country, the U.S. 12. I rear-ended a truck, which then hit a school bus on a highway in Seattle. 13. It was raining and the road was very slippery. 14. Fortunately, only one person suffered minor injuries. 15. How did it happen? 16. I was not driving over the speed limit, but maybe a little too fast for the slippery road conditions. 17. Anyway, the truck in front of me stopped suddenly to avoid hitting the school bus. 18. The school bus was stopped with no flashing lights. 19. The car following behind me barely missed hitting me as he screeched to a halt. 20. So the whole thing was caused by the stopped school bus. 21. But I was cited for driving too fast for conditions, so I am partially responsible. 22. I was probably moving at 80 to 90 kilometers per hour upon impact. 23. This was a horrible experience, and it still is not finished legally. 24. The insurance company says that I will have to have the truck repaired. 25. The repair estimate is approximately $8,000. 26. The worst news is that the rental car company I was using says they are responsible for only half of the bill. 27. Why? That sounds outrageous. 28. Apparently, I signed a form to this effect when I rented the car. 29.
My lawyer in China says he can't really help.
30. He says I can try to fight this in a U.S. court. 31. That would cost a lot of money for traveling and legal fees. 32. Do you have any other options? 33. I am still checking. 34. I wonder what would happen if you just ignore the whole thing. 35. I would have to be sure that the police wouldn't issue an arrest warrant for me. 36. What did the lawyer say? 37. He said he doesn't know the answer. 38. That's too bad. 39. Have you been involved in a traffic accident? 40. Have you ever seen a serious traffic accident? 41. I have seen a few. 42. I think driving in a foreign country is more dangerous than driving at home. 43. Not only are the roads unfamiliar, but driving customs are often different too. 44. Do you think talking on cell phones can help cause traffic accidents? 45. Are traffic accidents a major cause of death in your country? 46. They are almost everywhere, especially among the young. 47. We were in Thailand last year. 48. Did you rent a car there? 49. Not a chance. 50. Traffic accidents are the leading cause of death in the country. 51. I would never drive there. 52. I wonder why. 53. Carelessness, overconfidence, and alcohol would be my guesses. 54. Experts believe most accidents happen needlessly. 55. How do you think accidents can be avoided when driving abroad? 56. By staying safe and relaxed while driving. 57. Is that all? 58. Familiarize yourself with the rules of the road. 59. The local customs, laws, driving rules, etc. vary from country to country. 60. In some countries, it is quite normal for people to drive fast, even aggressively. 61. Driving too slowly in this situation can be dangerous and could possibly cause an accident. 62. In most states in the U.S., it is okay to turn right on a red light. 63. You could easily be cited for violating a traffic law you didn't know about. 64. Traffic lights differ from country to country. 65. In the UK, they change from red to amber to green. In the US, from red to green. 66. There is an intermediary amber light only when changing from green to red. 67. It may seem obvious, but some countries drive on the left and some on the right side of the road. 68. How embarrassing, or possibly worse, it might be to be seen driving on the wrong side of the street. 69. It's also a good idea to know the penalties imposed for various traffic violations. 70. When driving overseas, keep in mind that you're a guest in a foreign country. 71. It is always mandatory to abide by local customs and laws. 72. Driving seems to be more dangerous, and driving abroad adds to the danger. 73. Globally, 1.3 million people die every year on the road, more than 3,000 every day. 74. It's more dangerous to drive in poorer countries because they have a disproportionate number of traffic accidents. 75. Over 90% of the deaths occur in low-income and middle-income countries, which have only 48% of the world's registered vehicles. 76. It's really shocking news. I'm glad I don't drive. 77. How do you get around? 78. I take the bus. 79. You're still on the road. Buses get into accidents too. 80. Actually, I take the subway mostly. 81. Now there is a safe form of transportation. 82. When I go abroad, I try to avoid riding in a car, and I never drive. 83. I prefer all forms of public transportation to driving both at home and abroad.